The Police Association is calling on the government to hurry up its introduction of a firearms register. This after a man was arrested last night in relation to a firearms incident in Whangarei when shots were fired at a police officer in the early hours of yesterday morning. It's the second time police have been shot at in Northland in a month and less than 6 months after Constable Matthew Hunt was shot and killed in West Auckland. The association says it's important the flow of guns to criminal groups is stopped. Jordan Bond reports.
The Union for Police Officers says guns are flowing into gang hands too easily and without a trace. Legislation passed in June paves the way for a gun register, but Police Minister Porthor Williams says no date is set for its introduction. The Police Association's Chris Cahill says registers have worked overseas and needs to happen here as soon as possible.
If we track what happened overseas when gun registers came into place, the number of firearms being stolen dropped dramatically. And we know most criminals get their firearms by stealing them from law-abiding firearms owners. So let's get that up and running as soon as possible.
Chris Cahill says officers have either had a gun drawn or shot at them an average of once a month in the last couple of years. He says to reduce the existing pool of black market guns, police also need to place a greater focus on seizing them and following up on all gun-related information that comes to them. More long-term, Cahill wants more work to stop young people from thinking that joining a gang is their best or only option.
Address why young people are joining gangs in the first place. Especially in provincial New Zealand, there's not the opportunities for other careers, etc. So there needs to be a real effort to give them another alternative, because at the moment too many of them are thinking gangs is their best option. And we know it's not long term, we know it's not good for the individual, and it certainly isn't good for society. So it's money well invested to stop it.
Far North Mayor John Carter agrees social issues play a critical role in the conditions that underpin these recent police shootings.
Yeah, absolutely, but not just in Northland, across the country. We need to change our focus on welfare. We need to bring these people back into our community. We're not doing that enough yet. An example of the failure of our welfare system not working for our communities and our people.
Born and bred near the scene of yesterday's shooting in Otangarei, Martin Kaipor has seen the place change over the decades. An ex-gang member himself, he now runs a local community organisation. He says Otangarei is beset by low employment and riddled with gangs and drugs.
Methamphetamine is probably the biggest influence around employment. Unemployment would be another factor. We're low socioeconomic communities. There's a high dependency on unemployment benefits.
Mr. Kaipor says a lot of these young men are looking for leaders, but with a lot of elders no longer around, criminal influences are stepping in.
Outsiders coming into the community and bringing all these new, I suppose, enticements, drawing the wayward young person into that fold.
The new MP for Whangarei, Labour's Emily Henderson, says the current government is well aware of the concerns around firearms.
I think that the entire Labour government shares that concern, and we've demonstrated that fairly clearly in the last little while. I don't think I have to push this government to worry about gun control.
The new Police Minister, Porthor Williams, says her overriding objective is to stop guns falling into the wrong hands. She says work is progressing on firearms licensing, but that's not gone back to Cabinet for any decision, and there's no time frame on any implementation. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Jordan Bond. Aho.